Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, and you're listening to Columbo Chronicles Live at Blog Talk Radio Network. Hope you're enjoying your evening, and it is July 26th, and it's 8 p.m. on the West Coast, 11 p.m. on the East Coast in the good old USA. You'll have to check for the time and the date in your country and your area, but wherever you are, welcome. Tonight, we will be welcoming a world-famous, best-selling author, lecturer, nutritionist, and consultant. And she even consults with President Trump about his health and his nutrition. And she just goes straight to the top, like at the top of Trump Towers, and keeps our wonderful President Donald J. Trump rejuvenated, revitalized. And we need that. Because we need President Trump to stay healthy and continue to help us and do the good works that he is doing to restore America despite all of the negativity against him. God will take care of that in our prayers for Donald Trump and his family. And they are healthy and they look fantastic because they actually love the organic apple cider vinegar and all the healthy foods that are produced by Dr. Patricia Bragg, who will be joining us in just a little bit. So don't touch that dial because she is a wealth of information and she is also ageless. And I don't know if she's 17 or 87 or 57 or 107 because she's ageless and beautiful. And she has sparkle and she is just full of life and information. So don't touch that dial and don't miss what she has to say. And speaking of health, we had a little setback today. Just a little setback, right? Yes, we did. And the Republicans, nine of them, decided that they didn't care about the will of the American people, and they didn't care that they're supposed to support the President of the United States, and that's why we elected them, because we wanted conservatives. We wanted a Republican GOP to restore our health care in this country. And they failed us. And they need to be voted out. And we need to keep the list going of those who voted against the will of the majority of Americans and also against the Constitution, because Obamacare is unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful because it was unread and because a president without a certified U.S. birth certificate who was never properly vetted signed it into law. It was rubber stamped approved by the, I believe it was the 111th Congress. And we made ourselves clear that we were voting for Republicans and we got up and did our job and voted and went to the polls and voted. We did our duty. And we let them know what we wanted. And guess what? They destroyed us today with their failure to vote and repeal Obamacare. That's all about death care. It's not even about health care. It's about death care for Americans. It's about fines. It's about taxation, taxes that aren't taxes. It's about punishing the American people and protecting the illegals and the migrants from the Middle East that they're bringing into our country by the millions, and enslaving the American people and forcing them to pick up the tab for not only our own health care that is now unaffordable to many millions of Americans and for our families, but also to pick up the tab for millions of illegals and for millions of fake refugees who are actually radicals, for the majority are actually radicals who are in our country now. So they've filled us in every which way you can possibly think of. So those nine Republicans, we're going to keep their names. We are not going to forget, and we are not going to forget at the polls. We can't forget because this is a matter of life and death, and it's serious. And if they can't uphold the law, then we don't need them in public office. In fact, they exempted themselves. They think Obamacare is so great and people aren't suffering because of Obamacare. Well, actually, people are suffering. And they're so out of touch with the American people, or they just don't care. Or they're fake Republicans. Maybe they're actually Democrats like McCain, who just defected to the other side. And he also voted no against us, the American people, and against repealing Obamacare. And I just want to let you know that I had a friend who was so upset that she emailed me, and she told me that her daughter couldn't afford to sign up for health care. And so she ended up getting a bill in the mail, I guess it's a fine, for $2,000 because she didn't sign up for Obamacare. So this is happening across our country, and this should not be happening across our country. So I think we're going to have to start a movement in getting information from people who couldn't afford to sign up for Obamacare, and it's now the unaffordable health care system. And we need to start publishing and telling those stories and collecting them so we can send them to the President of the United States and to each congressman and shame the nine Republicans who voted against repealing Obamacare. It's so sad to see Americans suffer and having congressional members who care less. It's really, really sad. And we need to do something about it. People think, oh, well, it'll defund on itself. So it defunds on itself, but at the same time, how many people are chronically ill, can't access their own doctors, and they can't afford to sign up, and they're getting fined in the mail. So what happens if you can't pay the fine? Do you go to jail? I mean, what's next? Do they confiscate your wages? I mean, are they coming after your earnings and contacting your employers? What are they going to do to you? I mean, these are real questions that need to be answered. Because Obama's all about punishing Americans and protecting the illegals and the refugees by the millions that they are fake refugees who are actually radicals for the most part, who are coming to our country and living off the American people. And we're being forced to fund this living expenses along with the health care for millions and millions of people that we are not responsible for. So we are truly being punished. And Obamacare was built on a pack of lies. And you didn't save $2,500 a year. You're probably having to pay an additional $2,500 a year. You were told that mandated taxpayer-funded abortions were not included, when in fact, mandated taxpayer-funded abortions are included. You weren't told that it includes guillotines. You weren't told that it includes taqiyya. That means that a Muslim can lie to reach their goals under their Sharia law. They didn't tell you that you were going to be enslaved to picking up the tab for all of the millions of radicals and few refugees and millions of illegals that are in our country and living in sanctuary cities and no-go zones as they take over our cities. You weren't told that Obama was going to insert the Cadillac tax. You weren't told that he included punishment in there for Americans. Told anything about Obamacare. Only that he was going to save you $2,500 a month or a year, and that you could keep your own doctor, which was another lie, and that they were not including mandated taxpayer-funded abortions. The whole thing is based on a lie and their lies to the American people. Just based on that alone and having it unread, which is a dereliction of the 111th congressional members, a dereliction of their duty for the 111th congressional members who rubber stamped it, approve, and didn't read it, that's a dereliction of duty, and they should all resign, as far as I'm concerned. They should resign based on the shameful lies and punishments and taxes and fines that they've imposed on the American people. I don't know how they look their families in the eye. I don't know how they look their friends and their neighbors and their constituents in the eye, let alone the majority of Americans who they failed. But fortunately, there are health care resolutions and solutions that we can talk about tonight that will keep you healthy and keep you in good health, because if you can't afford health care, you're going to need this information. So, also, there's a report that says, we're screwed. Senate blocks proposal to repeal Obamacare. So they didn't even support President Trump. That's why we voted them in, to support President Trump and the Republican Americans, the conservatives, the Christians. They are failing us terribly, and our president, and they are not protecting him. It says the establishment wins, the American people lose, time for Republican shakeup. Well, it's a little late to shake them up because they didn't care. They didn't get the message at the polls on November 16th. And maybe they're fake Republicans and fake conservatives and fake Christians. Breaking: Senate rejects straight repeal of Obamacare without replacement. The Republican-controlled Senate failed to pass a repeal of the Obamacare on Wednesday afternoon, July 26, 2017. They voted against repeal and replacement. But it should be nullified on its face. It should be voided on its face. President Trump should seek legal counsel and see if he can just write an executive order. After all, that's Obama did for 8 years. He made laws by executive order, even though executive orders were never intended to make laws. But he did it anyway. So why doesn't he check and see if he can just write an executive order and veto Obamacare and nullify it on its face, since it is unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful, discriminatory, was never read, and it's not in accordance with the Constitution or the will of the majority of Americans, and it includes excessive and cruel punishment, fines, and taxes that aren't taxes, fines that shouldn't be fines, penalties that shouldn't be penalties, and he has lots and lots of reasons that some powerful, intelligent lawyers could review and possibly give him the green light to nullify or void on its face Obamacare. So the names of the Republicans who voted against Republican constituents, the American people, and President Trump are Shelley Moore, Capito, Shelley Moore Capito. She's a Republican out of West Virginia. C-A-P-I-T-O. Susan Collins. She's a Republican out of Maine. Dean Heller, a Republican out of Nevada. John McCain, a Democrat, a Republican, defecting to the Democrats from Arizona. Rob Portman, Republican from Ohio. Lisa Murkowski, Republican. Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, where they are, the radicals are taking over their cities and issuing no-go zones in their state. So think about that. And that's not good for the American people. We're facing a lot of problems. And we need to understand how we are going to protect ourselves and our health if we can't afford health care. And if health care is being denied and rationed to Americans, because it is. They include death panels under Obamacare. So you need to understand that you're going to have to be proactive and study and read more about nutrition and listen to more experts like Dr. Patricia Bragg and buy more of her products so you can stay healthy. I love her products. They're wonderful. We've been using them for quite a while, especially the organic apple cider vinegar. We pour it on our salad. Being Italian, it's easy because we just use oil, vinegar, and herbs. So it's very easy for us. And it should be easy for you as well. And so is all you have to do is read the materials. She has many, many books. Just read the materials, listen to her lectures, and go on her website, because now that Obamacare is not being repealed, you will need to take care of your mind, body, and spirit. And on that note, I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Dr. Patricia Bragg in just a moment.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics, from politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. the staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, it is Colombo Chronicles Live, and I'm so excited because we have Dr. Patricia Bragg with us. She's a best-selling author, a nutritionist, world famous. She even is a consultant on nutrition to the President of the United States, our wonderful President, Donald J. Trump, and she goes right to the top and keeps our president healthy, rejuvenated, and revitalized. Heaven knows he needs it, and he needs our prayers as well. So let's say hello to Dr. Patricia Bragg. Hi, Dr. Patricia. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm healthy and fit, Rose, and I got a nice letter from President Trump. Yes,
oh,
I got a nice letter, and he signed it. Yes.
Oh, that's so nice. Isn't that exciting? I just love him.
Yes, well, he's been using our Bragg apple cider vinegar and Bragg aminos for years, and his children, too.
Yes, and they all have beautiful skin. I'm an esthetician, so I always notice everybody's skin, and they all have beautiful skin. So I can tell they are definitely using your products. So, Patricia, I know I'm not going to ask your age. I don't know if you're 17, 27, 57, 67, 107. It doesn't matter because you think what I think. The calendar doesn't matter. Age is whatever you want to be.
Just numbers.
In mind, body, and spirit.
That's
just numbers, right? Oh, go ahead.
Yes, I'm ageless. I'm ageless. I feel 18, Rose.
That's fantastic, and I think everybody should feel 18. So, you know, I love the story because I've read it about Jack LaLanne and how he met your dad when he was only 15, Paul C. Bragg, and the story about he was 15 and his mother dragged him to a crusade for nutrition by who was leading it was your father, Paul C. Bragg, and then they arrived late and he had to sit on the stage and there were 3,000 people there and he wasn't a healthy young kid. So can you elaborate on that story a little bit? I just think it's wonderful.
That's quite a story, Rose. Yes, Jack LaLanne was a sickly little puny boy. He was so weak he had to have a back brace to sit up, otherwise he'd fall over. He'd been out of school almost a year and a half. He was so sick with blinding headaches, aches and pains, and, carbuncles and bad skin. And, my golly, no doctor could help him. And so he didn't want to go to the Bragg Health Crusade in Oakland, California, but the neighbor lady insisted. And so there was no room in the truck, in the front of the truck. They had to blind him up and wind him up in blankets and put him in the back of the old truck. And he bumped all the way into Oakland on his skinny bones. And he said when he got there, he was so sore. And the fire marshal said, there's no room. And my father heard the commotion at the back door there. He said, bring them up. There's some seats in my dressing room. Bring the chairs out. They can sit on the stage. And Jack LaLanne started shaking. He said, stage? Oh, no. He was so shy, you know. And he didn't hear a word that my father said the first 20 minutes because he was mesmerized by looking at all the people looking on the stage, and he thought they were all looking at him, how sick he was. And he said, I know, they probably know I have a back brace on and everything. And all of a sudden, my father pounded on the table, down with garbage, down with garbage, white bread, white sugar, killers. And all of a sudden, Jack heard that. He forgot the audience and started listening to my father, Paul Bragg. And he changed his life that night. Jack LaLanne became Mr. America. He was on TV for 40 years, 5 days a week, exercising the America. He became fit and healthy, and my father was his mentor. And after the lecture, he said, "Can I talk to you?" My dad said, "Come along." So he and Jack LaLanne's mother and Jack came to my dad's dressing room, and they bonded that night. My dad became like a father to Jack LaLanne.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Yes. That is amazing.
Yes, and he lived to be, just think, he said he wouldn't probably live to 17, and he lived to 97. 97. And his wife just turned 91, Elaine. But
that
listen, I have Clint Eastwood. I've had Clint Eastwood now 65 years, and he said, "Patricia, tell people I'm going to keep making movies. I'm 108. 108. Kept J.C. Penney going to almost 100. Dr. Stoll, the foot doctor, almost 100. Our specialty with the Bragg healthy lifestyle is longevity. And listen to this. This is the Bragg motto. You are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. What you eat and drink walks and talks tomorrow. Food is fuel. And what you say, words are living. Put it before the test before you speak. Is it good? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Oh, and what you think, you've got a computer, your brain, no garbage in it, no murders, no, don't watch them, on TV, and what you do, you have 640 muscles, you either use them or lose them. Oh, Rose, listening, Rose, I want them all to be their own, health captain, like my father, Paul Bragg, says, you are a miracle. You are a walking miracle. Do you realize you have your master pump? Your heart, your best friend, is pumping all the time. Your river of life throughout your body. And how do you nourish your river of life, your blood? By what you eat. Go healthy. Dad started Rodell and organic gardening. Go organic, don't panic. You don't want any pesticides and sprays and all. You want to go organic, non-GMO.
Oh,
right?
No, GMOs. No. And you know, one of the quotes that I just love that your father told to Jack LaLanne, he said, "There hasn't been a jelly donut in LaLanne's life since Bragg told him, the best part of a donut is the hole."
Wasn't that good? That's right.
That was really
That's
good.
Right. And you know, let me tell you, I'm in my eighth decade and going towards the ninth. And guess what? I have all my own teeth. I can see a fly on the wall, and I've never had an aspirin. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And people say, what if you get a headache? Listen, if I got a headache, I'd find out why. And then I do something about it, just like Dr. Schultz said I had the healthiest feet he'd ever seen. And we put out a wonderful foot book. All of our books are reasonable. My father wanted everything affordable, everything. Our vinegar book is $10, and we sold millions of them.
And you probably saved many, many lives. And we're talking to Dr. Patricia Bragg about her wonderful products and nutrition. And so how did you feel, and when did you get so involved in, with your father and the health care products?
Well, I was brought up, of course, the health way and all the way. As a child, I always loved to be the teacher, and I taught all the children in the neighborhood organic gardening and taught them. Oh, they were so excited when they saw carrots growing and all the different veggies and everything, and they would grow tomatoes, and they'd be able to eat them. So delicious. And, you know, I just love being a teacher. And so, therefore, I'm a born crusader, just like my father, Paul Bragg, who started health food stores in 1912. What do you think of that? Yes.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, that's an entrepreneur, too. And it's helping not only himself and his family, it's helping the world for many, many years now.
Yes.
That can go on from generation to generation. Because now that they didn't repeal Obamacare, I say, you know, told my audience, you're going to have to be proactive and read and learn from persons like yourself, the experts, Dr. Patricia Bragg, and you're going to have to read the books and the recipes, and if you really want to stay healthy, because you're going to have to take care of your health if you're finding health care to be unaffordable now.
Exactly. In fact, you know what? That's so true. I want each one to be their own health captain. Just think, if I don't need any aspirin, when they live the Bragg healthy lifestyle, they won't need any aspirin or drugs or all these medications. I don't have an acre of pain. And my father was the original triathlete, and I wrote the triathlon training manual that Dave Scott did. Followed, and he's been on 6 Ironman triathlons. And my cousin Don Bragg was the first one to pole vault 16 feet in the Rome Olympics. And guess what? I was there in 1960 when he got the gold medal. Life is wonderful. And by the way, I'd just like to give some people little tips. There's 5 health habits that will add years to your life, years to your life. Can I tell you what they are?
Please, please.
Okay. Now, this is amazing. Water. My father and I wrote the water, the shocking truth that can save your life. Water is the key to all body functions. You are 70% water. Now, this is what your body functions need: water. Heart, circulation, digestion, bones and joints, muscles, metabolism, assimilation, elimination, sex, glands, nerves, and energy. And that's why on the triathlon, they have water stations all along on the triathlon in Hawaii, 112 miles. And my golly, because you need your 70% water. Water is essential for health and healing. And we believe in pure water. We don't believe in fluoridation at all. Fluoridation is very toxic. You can go on our website, bragg.com, and you can see our water titles of all our books, but then you can see also the index and the contents. And you can almost know the book by reading the contents. And you do that in all the Bragg books.
Yes, I noticed that. And also, though, you talk about deep breathing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Listen, we're breathing machines. Oxygen's the invisible staff of life. You know why people don't have the energy? Because they are not deep breathers. They're shallow breathers. The people in Hunza, they live to 120. Oh, my gosh. And listen, they have no cars. They walk. They do everything. Live naturally, pure air and deep breathing. And listen to this. My golly, Bob Anderson, the leading stretching coach in the world. Go to anderson.com, and you can see what he says, that he has taught athletes all over the world at seminars. Deep breathing is the key to being an Olympic champion. You empower yourself, your body's natural healing, and your brain power, and you energize. Oh, it's so wonderful. And just remember, anytime you get nervous or anything, just stop a minute and start breathing in slowly, slowly, in. Hold it, and slowly breathe out. Breathe. You can breathe in through your nose and slowly breathe out through your mouth. In through your nose.
I did that with you.
And out through your mouth. Now, see, you have little filters in your nose. You have little hairs up there, and they're filters.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my, it's amazing. When you all of a sudden start doing your deep breathing, you have so much more energy.
It also helps clear the mind. You know, it helps clear your mind, too.
Oh, of course, it brain power,
yes, and
breathing, exercising, and wonderful for your heart. And see, all your cells need oxygen, and that's why it's invisible staff of life. And now let me tell you, so deep breathing, I want all of them to have good posture. God gave you a spine. I want you to stand up straight, sit up straight. Don't slump and roll your shoulders. Bring your shoulders right now up to your ears. Roll them back and down and up to your ears again and back and down. Now stand up straight, sit up straight, and you'll be amazed. You'll look years younger with good posture. And when you walk, I want your feet straight forward, straight forward. And when you walk, say, health, strength, youth, vitality. Right now, put your hands on your shoulders, those that are home, and reach the sky. Health, and then down to your shoulders, stop again. Okay, health, strength.
Health,
youth,
strength,
vitality,
and
stretch way up to the sky, and it's wonderful. And now go on to our website, brag.com, and you can see all of our exercises. And go to listen. Write this down now, all of you listening. BragHawaiiExercise.com. Brag Hawaii, HAWAII. exercise.com, and you will see a class that's been going on for 43 years. Woo-hoo!
Oh, my.
Yes, it rose 6 days a week at Waikiki Beach, all free, Fort Terusi Lawn, right near the Royal Hawaiian Pink Lady, the hotel. And listen to this. You exercise for more radiant health, energy, and peace and joy in your life. Now, also, I want them all to start realizing that brisk walking is the king of exercise. Boy, you get such great health benefits from walking, and it's taken millions worldwide to increase health, fitness, and longevity. It's never too late to start walking today. And remember that. You know what we have people do, Rose? If they're on the third floor, listen to this, of an office building, we have them walk up and down maybe 2 and 3 times a day from to down.
Oh.
And I said, you get your exercise that way. And my father, we were on the 21st floor of the Ilokai in Honolulu at Waikiki Beach there. And so this one smart young reporter said to my dad, I want to interview you as you're going up and down this 21st floor, Paul. Dad said, come along. And guess what? He collapsed on the third floor. The third floor, he couldn't do it. And see, but my dad's been doing it for years. You see? Exercise.
So funny.
You know what I'm doing right now, Rose? I'm doing stationary jogging barefoot right now. Barefoot.
Wow, that's amazing. But, you know, the staircase, you know, I have 2 flights of stairs. And so people go, oh, don't you just hate climbing those stairs? And I said, well, yeah, I don't really want to climb the stairs. I said, but you know what it does? Makes me climb the stairs because there's only one way to get into the house.
Well, that's a blessing. You know, I tell people, many a little dog has saved its master because the master has to get out and take the dog for a walk. You see?
Exactly. And what about sleeping? Isn't that important, too?
Oh, my. Sleeping is one of the, so important. 8 hours is really the best. My father was a great one. We had many top CEOs, presidents of corporations. We have them take many naps after their lunchtime, put the do not disturb sign on, tell them you're in conference, get their mini yoga pad out underneath it, stored underneath their desk, and lie down for 15 minutes or 20 minutes and take a mini nap. It gives you 2 days in one, Rose. It's wonderful. A little nap. There's just nothing like it. And I sleep like a baby. What it's repair time for your body, your trillions of cells, and your hormones, and your heart, and your vascular health, immunity. It's amazing what it does. amazing. And I just want you to I want to tell you this. I've made 40 trips around the world crusading, and I have an eye shade that I wear on planes, and I have ear pads. They're called nods. And when I'm in hotels, people next door would be banging and things and coming in at 2 a.m. in the morning. And see, when I have my nods in my ears and my eye shade on, you know what? They can make all the noise in the world. I won't hear it. Do you understand?
I do understand. And, you know, you talked about water being so important to our health, which it is. And but what about fluoridated water?
It's deadly. Do you know, Hitler used it to dumb the brains before he killed people. And it is very dangerous. My father and I wrote this book, Water, the Shocking Truth That Can Save Your Life. I do not want anybody, go to brag.com and look up the water book, please. And what you can read, you can just read the contents pages, and you will read it. All the serious things, what's happening with man's
yes.
water.
Because I was reading in your information that it can cause mental, I think people should know this, and neurological disorders and eye diseases.
It's terrible.
Problems for your skin, hair, nails. So when people are having bone and joint conditions and teeth and gum diseases and so forth, they probably don't even know or realize that they might be drinking fluoridated water, and I don't know about the toothpaste, how those affect
water. It's deadly.
Mm-hmm.
It's deadly, dear, deadly. No,
the
autistic children are coming from a lot of these things that they're using. It's a deadly, it's the gangster of the chemical underworld. It's made from the deadly atomic bomb. It made the deadly atomic bomb possible. It's the only scientific way to free the necessary quantities of the fissible uranium-235 that's buried in mass. It was just a shame what they did. They did millions of Americans drink water spiked with the sodium fluoride solution. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. And so
I'm just amazed at what the medical profession and our government do to people. Because everybody said, you had to use toothpaste with fluoride and it was good for you, you know.
Now we're learning from your information
it causes tooth decay.
All right, now I want everybody to write this down. Fluoride Alert, ALERT.org. Fluoride, FLUORIDE. Alert, ALERT.org. And this will tell you, oh my gosh, how bad it is, how bad it is, toxic. It's a waste byproduct of the fertilizer lumen industry. Isn't that sad?
Oh my goodness. That is really sad. I'm going to take a little break, and then I want to ask you about your products, too, not just the books, but the products, and if you can give us some information on those products
when we come back,
that will help everyone. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose.
And you're listening to Rose Colombo, and my very special guest is author, nutritionist, and world-famous Dr. Patricia Bragg, and she is a nutritionist. And we will be back in just a minute, so don't touch that dial.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics, from politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up, Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc, Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back with Columbo Chronicles Live, and we're talking to Dr. Patricia Bragg about nutrition, and she is going to tell us now about some of the products that can she can give us some hints on and what they can do for our health. So, Dr. Patricia, please tell us which are your favorite products and what can they do to help our health.
Well, my dear, we have the Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. It's unfiltered, unpasteurized, all natural. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, used it in 400 BC, and it detoxes, cleanses, and heals the body. We have millions, literally, of people taking it all over the world. We had the CEO of Nippon Electric Corporation, NEC, and he no doctor was helping him when he was at his office up in Palo Alto. His headquarters are in Japan. But, oh, my golly, he couldn't get out of bed. They didn't know what to do for him. And someone gave his wife the vinegar book. And he started on the vinegar, and my golly, guess what? Soon he was jumping out of bed, and he said, "Your Bragg apple cider vinegar is our way of life." And I have his testimony right here. And then we have so many people from even Billy Graham. We have Captain Wes Herman, Santa Barbara County Fire Department. He said he met my father when he was a young man. He said he never saw anything like it. My father gave him a Bragg book, and he said, "I've been following it, whoo, the Bragg way, and I give thanks for the great benefits of health I enjoy all these years that I learned from your father 40 years ago." It's never too late, Rose, never too late. And now we have the Bragg apple cider vinegar. The Dalai Lama has been using it over 45 years. It gives you the amino acids. Or what are the amino acids? They're the building blocks of your body. Your body needs these. Every one of your cells need amino acids. Oh, my. And then we have the Bragg Nutritional Yeast. Woo! With the vitamins B12. Oh, it's so delicious. And sprinkle it on your salads, on your veggies. Oh, and on popcorn with the Bragg Aminos. It's so delicious. It's gluten-free, non-GMO, no salt, no sugar, no dairy, no artificial coloring, and no brewery products. It is just all vegetarian, kosher certified Bragg nutritional yeast, and it's so delicious, so good. We have Bragg Sprinkle, 1931 my father started. Bragg Sprinkle, delicious seasoning, 24 herbs and spices. Woo! It is so delicious. And some of my friends, they said, "Patricia, we've got to have that Bragg Sprinkle. We've been using it for 50 years. What do you think of that, Rose?"
Well, I think it's fantastic because I use it too. And also, I love the salad dressings. I think they're excellent.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. We have a wonderful ginger and sesame. We have the Hawaiian dressing I love. And some people even use that to make a smoothie. And then we have the Braggberry with all the Braggberry is made with raspberry, blueberry, goji, grape, mm-hmm. aki, and it's so delicious. And rich in natural antioxidants, And then we have the healthy vinaigrette. Yes, my dear, we try to give people everything wonderful, healthy, and natural for them. But our apple cider vinegar is my favorite.
And, you know, also you can use it for a diet drink, right? Right?
Oh, my dear, yes, my dear, we were written up in the health magazines. People that have gotten rid of their diabetes and all, it normalizes your sugars. It's amazing, and you have a little bit before you have your meal, and it helps with the sugar. And also, if you have GERDs, people get rid of the GERDs, they're burping and all. You have a little bit, just a half a teaspoon of it before you start your meal. And remember, chew your food good. That's what your teeth are for, just not to look pretty when you smile. But they're your food choppers. You know, I lecture little children, and I said, do any of you get tummy aches after you eat? And many of them raise their hands. And I said, you know why? Because you forgot. Your stomach has no teeth. And I said, you got to chop your food up first and then let it slide down. And you know, you're not drinking enough water if you can't get that poop out. And I said, are many of you have a hard time to get the poop out? Oh, yes, they say. And so I said, more salads, more fruit, organic, don't panic, and also water, pure water, not fluoridated and chloride. Oh, no, you want pure water. I like purified water, distilled water, natural waters. And, you know, I live in Australia part-time, and guess what? I catch rainwater because it comes down through pure skies. But I couldn't get the rainwater in L.A. because it's too smoggy.
Right, and it was Nancy Reagan. She said that she chewed her food, I think, like 23 or 24 bites each. So everybody thought she was eating slow, but she actually had a number of chews that she actually chewed each bite of food.
Virginia was my dear friend, and she wanted me at that time. She had a handsome young brother, and she introduced me to him, and she hoped that we would get married, but we didn't. But we were good friends. He was a young attorney.
That was a good sideline, and a kind of a little exciting, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, romance is always good, you know, romance. And but you know, being an esthetician, I also noticed reading your information. And you can get lots of information from Dr. Patricia, too, if you contact her. And it's you can use organic vinegar as a skin cleanser and toner.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. Yes, and I use it. I keep in a plastic bottle. I keep some diluted in my shower because I wash my hair in the shower. And I rinse my hair with the vinegar. Takes any sludge off or anything left off from the shampoo, and I let it go all over my body. And I forgot to tell you what I use. I wash my face with the diluted apple cider vinegar, and then I at night before I go to bed, I put a dab of our Bragg Organic prize-winning olive oil on my face, a dab on each cheek, on my forehead, on my neck, and guess what? My face is ageless. It's amazing. And I have Katy Perry doing it, Madonna, Carrie Underwood, the Bragg apple cider vinegar. All of you out there, you'll absolutely love it. Not $40 creams. You can buy the Bragg Organic unfiltered first press olive oil. And we won at the International Olive Oil Festival, Rose. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's fantastic, and I think it's wonderful that people don't, you know, some people are on budgets, and lots of people are on budgets, and sometimes women have a little tough time buying those expensive creams. So
well,
I think it's fantastic that they can not only use apple cider to drink and eat, and they can put it on their face and their hair and be healthy altogether.
Yes, and now let me tell you something else. If any of you have nail fungus, toes, athlete's foot, And guess what? You put a half a cup of the vinegar in your wash, you know, for your feet, and soak them while you're watching the TV. You get rid of the athlete's foot and the nail fungus. Yes,
well, I have to tell you, my sister hurt her foot. Here's a testimonial for you. And she used your apple cider vinegar to soak it in for, I don't know, and wrap it. She soaked the wrappings in it, and she wrapped her foot two or three times a day. And
well,
within a week, she was fine.
Okay.
You can believe it.
You wait to read the vinegar book. It's $10, $10. And they can go to brag.com and see everything. It's just everything my father wanted reasonable. And so if you have athlete's foot, if you have nail fungus, if you have dandruff, put it on your scalp for 2 hours before you shampoo your hair. And time you get what? It balances your acid, alkaline balance with your scalp. Get rid of your dandruff. It is a miracle. It is a miracle. Well, I thank Dr. Bakhtis, the father of medicine. And he inspired my father. My father is the father of the American health movement. Just think, in 1912, Paul Bragg started health food stores, and he was one of the first graduates of the first naturopathy college in America. It was in New York City.
That's
what do you
wonderful.
Think of that?
And I think it's fantastic. I love the story. It's like a legend. And it also is a message for everyone that you can have affordable self-help if you just read, just listen, and just pay attention and send for the information as well. We have to wind it up, unfortunately.
Okay.
I've been so intrigued with the information. But
well,
Dr. Patricia Bragg, can they contact you at the 800 number to order?
I tell you what they can do. They can go to brag.com and sign up for our free newsletter, brag.com. And they can see me dancing with Katy Perry and her mother on brag.com. All right. Remember, you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. And God bless everybody listening. I want a free America, healthy America, and I don't want wars, killing, greed. I want to clean up the crime and crooks in the world.
Thank you so much, Dr. Patricia Bragg. God bless you, and keep our president healthy, please. We need him.
Oh, yes, I will. And remember, 3 John 2, the Lord said, "Dear friend, may you prosper in health as your soul prosper." God bless everyone listening. Thank you, Rose. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. And Dr. Patricia Bragg has left the building, and you just got to try the apple cider vinegar, the Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar, because it has so many valuable health effects on your body, inside and out, mind, body, and spirit. And you can't beat it. I mean, there's no way you can say it's not true. There isn't any company that lasts and has served health care worldwide since 1912 without having quality products. It's impossible. So on that note, I just want to say God bless you. Please pray for our president and the legislators, and that they make the right decisions. And for the American people, pray for our military and our law enforcers and everyone in America and around the world, that one day we will see peace in the world and everyone will be thinking positive thoughts and putting positive thoughts back into our wonderful, wonderful world. And as we make America great again, we can put positive spiritual thoughts back into our world too. So be kind to somebody. Do a random act of kindness. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember that you are never alone when you listen to Colombo Chronicles Live right here at Blog Talk Radio Network every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 11 to midnight on the East Coast for all the sleepyheads.
listening is an art, an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, columbochronicles.com.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.